USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. In a narrow 5-4 decision, the U.S. Supreme Court is granting the Biden administration's request to overturn a lower court ruling that allowed Texas to erect razor wire to deter migrants at the southern border. This paves the way for the razor wire to be removed by Border Patrol agents. At the same time, Supreme Court justices did not overturn rulings in support of the Texas floating border wall in the Rio Grande River. Chief Justice John Roberts and Justice Amy Coney Barrett joined the court's three liberal members in the ruling. Former President Donald Trump getting primetime interview coverage on Fox News ahead of the New Hampshire primaries. During a Trump interview with host Sean Hannity last night, the former president railed against President Biden's policies at the southern border.
They come in totally unchecked, totally, they call it unvetted. They're pouring into our country now, and they're coming from prisons, mental institutions, and you have a lot of terrorists coming in.
Trump also accused Biden of weaponizing the Justice Department to hurt him politically. As he made that claim, Trump also said it doesn't matter and that voters are rallying behind him anyway. The Biden administration is forgiving more student loan debt.
The Biden administration is forgiving nearly $5 billion in student debt for around 74,000 Americans. The White House saying more than half of the borrowers eligible for the debt relief are teachers, nurses, firefighters, and others who worked in public sector jobs for more than a decade.
USA's Tim Berg. The U.S. Navy is identifying two Navy SEALs who are now presumed dead after they went missing in the waters of the Gulf of Aden near Somalia. The Navy says Christopher Chambers and Nathan Ingram vanished earlier this month as they deployed on a special covert mission to capture Iranian missile parts on their way to Yemen. One SEAL fell into rough waters, the other tried to rescue him. This is USA News.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you toss them in the washing machine, right? Nobody wants to wear dirty clothes. So how do we don't throw your shoes in the washing machine when they get dirty? I mean, come on. Your shoes are touching the filthy ground all day long. Gross. Well, with Skechers, you can. Because most Skechers are machine washable. That's right. Skechers are specially made so you can toss them right in the washing machine and keep them clean and looking new. And when they look new, you can confidently wear them longer. That's less shoes you're going to want to throw away, which means less waste. And it'll save you tons of dough. I love that. Plus, machine washable Skechers are for the whole family, men, women, and kids. So when your kids get their shoes dirty, oh, and we know they will, just wash them. Brilliant. And even our latest technology, new hands-free Skechers slip-ins are washable. You just step right in and go without bending down or even touching your shoes. So give your Skechers the same treatment you give your clothes. Just toss them in the washing machine and keep them looking brand spanking new. Buy machine washable Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear happens to be sold.
Florida is trying to get the U.S. Supreme Court to uphold a state law that places restrictions on social media platforms. The legislation would prevent large tech companies from banning political candidates and require the platforms to create a list of content standards. The High Court previously blocked portions of the measure from taking effect, while several big tech organizations continue to challenge the constitutionality of it. Millions of cicadas are expected to arrive in the United States later on this year.
Two broods are ready to converge on the U.S. at the same time. This spring, the Midwest and Southeast will be taken over by cicadas in droves. The Great Southern Brood and the Northern Illinois Brood will be part of a dual emergence. The last time they lined up, Thomas Jefferson was president, and after this spring, it will be another 221 years before it happens again.
USA's Corey Myers. United Airlines forecasting a first quarter loss after the FAA grounded Boeing 737 MAX 9 jets this month. Both United and Alaska Airlines have had to cancel hundreds of flights because of the door plug near disaster weeks ago. Get ready for one more from the Piano Man. Billy Joel set to release his first new single in almost two decades. Turn the Lights Back On. It'll hit music outlets everywhere on February 1st. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.